Investment flash.
The VIX is sleeping through a fire alarm, and NASDAQ volatility says it's time to wake up.
I'm Marie, and this is Investment Flash New York Edition, Friday, July 10th. Tom and Gerald are here. We've got a split-brained market, risk-on euphoria, and a volatility signal that's flashing red.
Market Watch's Lawrence McMillan spotted it. VIX sitting at 15.9, totally placid, while NASDAQ volatility indicators are spiking. That gap usually ends with a tech drawdown.
Look, mate, the VIX might be cheap, but earnings are coming. Maybe it's just a seasonal lull. QQQ, near all-time highs for a reason.
No, but that's exactly my point. The VIX understates risk structurally. It's a 30-day look back, so it smooths over spikes. The smart money isn't waiting.
Right. The VIX is like that friend who insists the party's chill while the kitchen is on fire.
That's uncomfortably accurate.
Yeah, and the trade is straightforward. Long VIX versus short QQQ. VIX is 55% below its 52-week high.
And TLT at a 52-week low near $84. If CPI next week surprises hot, bonds catch a bid and the VIX rips. The market's totally asleep on that.
Wait, nobody's even talking about CPI. That's conspicuous.
Exactly.
That's the story.
Okay, so while vol is brewing, the market just priced a $26.5 billion SK Hynix ADR, the biggest foreign debut ever on NASDAQ.
Four sources confirm the scale. Demand for memory chips is still torrid. HX starts trading today.
Funny though, yesterday, Tom, you were buying Micron and we were selling Samsung. SK Hynix just adds another player. The memory pie keeps growing, but so do the slices.
Gerald, I said that about semis last quarter too, but memory is the backbone of AI. This isn't your 2018 oversupply cycle.
Hold on. There are wafer expansions coming. If demand wobbles even a bit, margins get crushed.
To be fair, HX will probably open green. IPO hype is real.
Speaking of green, Circle just got a trust bank charter. Crypto banking. Actual U.S. approval.
It's a regulatory milestone, sure. But is it a full green light? The compliance bar is still sky high.
Yeah, look, it's a big deal. Circle can now offer banking services alongside stablecoins. That opens real revenue streams.
Bito could ride that sentiment. Last session up 1.5%, but still down 31% year-to-date.
But crypto's structural overhang, rate sensitivity, regulatory uncertainty, that hasn't vanished. It's a sentiment trade, not a fundamental shift.
All right, Vodafone, talk about a catalyst. French billionaire Xavier Niel took a 16% stake for £4.4 billion. Stock ripped 12.7% last session.
Classic activist. And with cost-cutting on the table, the street loves it.
Look, Niel's been consolidating European telecom for a decade. He'll push for efficiencies. Maybe an Iliad deal?
As a value guy, 0.58 times book? I'm not arguing with that.
But European regulatory hurdles could stall any big M&A. Don't underestimate Brussels.
Meanwhile, Indian IT, Bloomberg notes earnings face AI and Iran war risks. Wipro is down 34% year-to-date, near 52-week lows.
RT disruption is real. Traditional services, if clients start automating, these multiples are fragile. Wipro and Tech Mahindra look like value traps.
Tech Mahindra at 17 times forward PE with growth questioned? That's not a bargain. That's an illusion.
Solar plus AI? Wells Fargo says an unnamed stock could surge 80% on a plan to turn homes into AI data centers. That's wild.
Analysts calling for a solar-powered AI utopia right after they gave us the metaverse.
Ah, brutal.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Tan, the solar ETF, is up 6.5% year-to-date, but still 27% below its high. One analyst call? I'll pass.
But narrative trades can catch fire. Retail loves this stuff.
Yeah, and if it's an original take, you don't want to be too late.
Narrative trades.
Famous last words.
Every time.
Foot exclusive. OpenAI and Google supplied AI to blacklisted Chinese groups. That exposes both to sanctions violations.
Google near 52-week highs, but a fine or reputational hit could knock it. Down 12% from its high already.
And Chinese tech stocks are already crushed. Alibaba down 28% year-to-date, Baidu down 21%. Much of that risk might be priced in.
But if AI access is cut, Tencent at just 13% above its 52-week low could fall further. That's a value trap.
Iron ore, BHP port strike looming, FMG stalemate, supply shock.
BHP up 29% year-to-date, but 15% off its high. Forward PE of 15.7. With a commodity spike, there's room.
But China demand isn't firing. The PBOC just set the yuan fix below 6.80 for the first time since 2023.
That's a big deal. It signals comfort with a stronger yuan. Could boost Chinese equities and capital inflows. FXI up 4.7% this week, but still down 16% year to date.
If the yuan stabilizes, FXI could have a deeper recovery. That's the catalyst.
And as always, none of this is investment advice. Just three friends talking markets.
So today's market is split-brained. A massive IPO, an activist stake, a crypto bank. All risk on. But that VIX divergence is the real tell.
The counter-argument is earnings. If AI delivers, QQQ's valuation holds. The VIX calm could just be a pre-earnings lull.
Yeah, but CPI next week is the elephant. TLT at a 52-week low, vol cheap. Hedging now isn't bearish, it's insurance.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for charts and sources.
We're back with the weekend edition tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. London time. Don't miss it.